فتى إلا ليلى سيف إلا ذو الفقار لا فتى إلا ليلى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, in tradition number 27 from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, we want to look at the topic of the best relationship and the greatest honor. Now, before we delve into the tradition, we should understand that the Commander of the Faithful was an Arab living within the Arabian Peninsula, and he was speaking to people who knew his culture, who knew his world outlook at that particular time. And so the scholars who has interpreted this hadith tells us that at the time of the Prophet and the time of the Arabs in general, two of the things that they used to do to acquaint somebody with another person, to introduce themselves to another person, is that they would rely on their relationship, so who their family is, who their father is, who their mother is, who their grandfather is, what tribe they belong to. So they would use the relationship that they have, their family tree. And also, they would also use their honor or their nobility, what they are known for. So for example, if a person said, I am so-and-so and my father was this and that person, and we're known as a tribe for generosity or kindness or affection, this would be how he would introduce himself to people who didn't know him. He would use his family tree and also some specific trait that his family is known for or that he himself is known for. And so when the Commander of the Faithful in this tradition is trying to show us how we should be known within a society, it's not by our name that I'm the son of, you know, such and such an individual, and you know, we are this or we are that, or we have this trait, or we've given this much money in charity, or whatever the case may be that people use to boast and brag about themselves. But rather, he tells us the following. Let us reflect on this tradition before we go into more of the depth of its understanding. The Imam says the following statement. Reciprocating love is the strongest of relationships, and sound knowledge is the noblest of relations. The Imam shows us here that when it comes to how we identify ourselves, how we relate to one another, it should not be on the basis of our name. It should not be on the basis of who I am as a person, who my father is, who my grandfather is, and that entire lineage. But rather, he says this mawadda, or reciprocating love, should be the strongest of relationships that we build upon. When I have love for my fellow Muslim brother or sister, and they reciprocate that love, this is the bond and relationship, and this is what we should be known by within the community and within our society. It should not be that I'm friends with this person because they are of my tribe or my background or my culture or my language, but rather because of the fact that we have that love and respect for one another. And it's reciprocating, myself showing to the other party and them also reciprocating that love and respect and that commitment to the faith and to that individual. So he says at the first level that love, this reciprocating love, should be how we identify ourselves with one another. And the second level of the hadith, he says, sound knowledge is the noblest of relations. So yes, it's good to be generous and trustworthy and compassionate and merciful and helpful and benevolent. All of these are good traits to have. But he says the best of traits, the best thing that you can actually be known by, is sound knowledge, of having in-depth knowledge on anything. The commentary mentions that this does not relate only to Islamic knowledge. Rather, the Imam has used a very general, generic term of knowledge on a whole. So this could be knowledge of the world, knowledge of the sciences, of mathematics, anything you can think of in terms of the secular sciences, so to speak, or also of the religious sciences. That we have to be, as believers, equipped with knowledge, not only of the next world of religion, but also of this world. We have to be, and we have to ensure our children and our future generations are equipped to understand this world, know the science and biology and all the different sciences that are involved in how this world is run. And as believers, we should be known as being intellectuals, as being smart, as being people who can come up with scientific discoveries, who can cure sicknesses, who can make and construct things that have never been thought about in the annals of human history. And so as we close, we remember these words of the Imam, of our Commander of the Faithful, that our lineage is not by our blood relation or the tribe that we come from, but rather by the love that we show to one another. And that our greatness does not lie in our wealth or physical power or any of these things, but rather in our level of knowledge of this world and also of the religion of Islam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ali, 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 Ali,